This is Wild About Utah.
One of the most important lessons I learned during summer's long, hot afternoons was that the best place to appreciate Utah's natural beauty can sometimes be inside an art museum. As I stepped off the blistering hot sidewalk and through the doors of the Brigham City Art and History Museum, I breathed a sigh of relief. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. A magical place where I could go inside to commune with nature. I had arrived at Wild, a quilt exhibit featuring some of the best work of fiber artists in the Intermountain West. A quick glance around the room and I was immediately drawn to a silhouette of a mountain cabin. Sunrise, I thought, with the brilliant yellow and orange sky. Each quilt came with a typed note from the artist about the piece. I started to read. This was her cabin in the woods. Then came the shock. She had been watching the breaking news on TV as wildfire licked the edges of her cabin and then engulfed it in flames. Suddenly, the velvet strip running along the edge of the piece looked red hot. The bits of black yarn, hand-stitched off the nearby tree, practically crackled with heat. Somewhat cautiously, I approached the next quilt. What looked like a kaleidoscope of soft sunset colors on a quiet pond turned out to be just that. I breathed another sigh of relief. The freehand swirling of the stitching made the water ripple. The setting sun bathed the air of water in deepening shades of pink. I actually had to resist the urge to run home, grab my fishing pole, and cast my line into the quilted watery pool. Making the final turn around the room, I saw the piece I liked the best. Here was a tree with a painted white bark, with bits of confetti leaves flying off. The rolling waves of stitching created a windy look that practically breezed through my hair. This piece was festive, the leaves dancing their way from one season into the next. Fire, water, and wind. I had felt the presence of these three cornerstones of the natural world inside this cozy museum. But before I could get too comfortable, I heard a warning cry from one last artist. Her quilt was a strange patch of peacock blue in the middle of a rubbly hillside. Puzzled, I read her story. She loved to romp with her dog up and down this hillside close to her home. Then the patch of blue appeared. She approached it and discovered it was not an exotic bird. It was a stake driven into the heart of the hill. Within weeks, the bulldozers and front-end loaders arrived and ripped the earth apart. As I stepped back into the hot outside world, I shouted out three small cheers for all the art museums that help us savor the natural beauty of our open spaces and remind us to keep working to preserve them. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.
Support for Wild About Utah on UPR comes from the Harry Bertoia Foundation Gallery in St. George, with Sonambient sounding sculptures, the iconic diamond chair and bronze dandelions, and opportunities to learn about and examine post-war art, museum-quality sculpture. Info at harrybertoia.org.